B-Pod Studios.
All right. Welcome to a Rap Party Podcast, everybody.
Hello.
Crazy day today on the show. I felt like we all had cobwebs in our head, and it wasn't even from Friday. It was because I started the morning out by slipping. That fucking tile in the bathroom is like ice.
Yeah, I mean.
And it was just because I had moisture on my foot.
Did you get out of the shower? Like, how did you do
so
it?
So I had to get out of the shower. I didn't want to get into the whole thing on the air. I had to get out of the shower, and I forgot my towel, because it sucks when you don't put your towel next to the shower.
So you just did the tiptoe across
So I had to go walk, and I swear, just like a cartoon, I put one foot down, and then I put the other foot down, my left foot, and I slipped. And I was like, I had to put my hand on the counter to prevent myself from busting ass at 10, at 4:40 in the morning. Mm. And I'm like, well, today's going to be a great day. Mm-hmm. Plus, I was all snotted up. Like, I don't feel like shit, but I sound like crap. I have like a stuffy nose, and you know, it's hard, like, just sucks to get through. So I had a hot mess Monday. You did too.
Yeah. I mean, listen, everybody in my house is sick. I'd like to say my hot mess Mondays happen once in a blue moon, but I feel like my kids are always sick. Anyway, Jackson brought
it in.
They
pass it to each other.
I know. But then it takes, and I'm sure everybody's households are like this, right? Like, one person gets sick, and it's not like everybody gets sick at the same time. It's like, that person's sick for a while, then that person infects the next person. So it's like your whole house is out of commission for like a month long.
Because everybody's just passing
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And you got your new au pair. Speaking
who is
of
also
sick,
now sick.
She's got her first strain of the American flu.
Yeah. Welcome to America, the cesspool of children.
She just has a cold, right?
Yeah. I mean, she has what Jackson and Cash gave her. So, you know, it's like, Jackson gets these like colds the worst. He had RSV and he got bronchitis from it. So like he's on a breathing treatment. You know okay. what I mean? Like nobody else, knock on wood, has gotten it to that extent.
He's on a breathing treatment again?
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. poor buddy.
Yeah, I know.
So you have Kiara, your new au pair, mm-hmm. comes to town.
Yep.
You pick her up at the airport.
Yep.
We saw the video. It's up at the Manny and Loren Morning Show on Insta. And there's where you see her for the first time. And I love that the kids ran up to her.
Yeah. I mean, I met her when I was in Italy over the summer. But this is the first time the kids have met her face to face.
You remember what she looked like?
Yeah, of course I did. And I talked to her so much, like, between meeting her in person and her getting here. But, like, the kids only maybe FaceTimed with her like a handful of times. And I didn't know if they would retain what she looked like because they had never met her in person. So before, you know, she came out while we were waiting at the airport, Cash and I were going through like pictures and videos and stuff so he could see her. So he knew when she got there, because we waited for like, God, almost 2 hours for her to make it through customs. It was
right.
so long.
Yeah. And at the airport, like where you guys were, there's no food or anything.
Mm-mm.
That sucks. They need to change that.
There's a couple things down like in the baggage area where we were, but
oh,
nothing.
Yeah, I guess.
Like it's not like a restaurant where you can sit
right.
down and, you know,
yeah.
wait for someone.
She came on that big Lufthansa plane that comes in every day around 4:50, flies over my house. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I was tracking her flight.
I was too.
Yep.
She was about, I guess, 30 minutes late
yeah.
landing because they had to circle a couple times.
Well, then my house became a hurricane party spot. So my neighbor came over with her three kids, and then her husband came over, and then my brother came over with her niece.
Nice.
And we just hung out and drank. We played Left, Right, Center, which was a lot of fun. Oh, and ordered food from DB's, our favorite local pub.
Did you found food that was open? I feel like we looked Friday night and like Domino's, like the app wasn't working.
It was probably overloaded.
Maybe. Like we were able to like call and get somebody on the phone, but I mean, we almost gave up at some point.
We were afraid. We didn't want to make an Uber Eats person go out into the weather, but I'm thinking the same thing I do when it's like snowing out. You're like, they also, this is where they make their good money.
Yeah.
Because nobody
yeah,
wants
yeah.
to travel.
Yeah.
So we ended up just going and picking up food. So what was the first thing that you did with Kiara? Like first Charlotte thing, you took her home.
Yes.
Friday night.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to think, what did we do on Saturday? I feel like I lost a whole day somewhere, but on
Saturday you went to Freedom Park.
No, yesterday we went to Freedom Park.
Oh, maybe Friday. It was Saturday. Just kind of like, get acclimated day?
I think so. Like unpack. Oh, I showed her the neighborhood. So like I took her and showed her where the gym was and like that kind of stuff.
Did you take her on the golf cart?
Sure did. And then I let her drive the golf cart to gauge how good of a driver she was before she got behind the wheel of one of my cars.
Test drive.
Yep. So that's what we did Saturday. And then Sunday, we all got in the car and came to Uptown, drove around here. She, you know, got to see a couple Panthers tailgates and
you show her the radio station?
Mm-hmm. I didn't bring her physically up here, but we, you know, drove on South Boulevard and down East, and we went to Freedom Park. So we tried to give her like a good lay of the land. I remember that we took Laura when Laura first got here to Camp North End, and that was really cool, but we just didn't have time on Sunday.
Yeah. We, on Saturday we went to Belmont. I had a gift card for Nelly's. Love Nelly. So we had lunch there, and then Amanda's bosses own Catawba River Outfitters, which is just down the street from Main Street in Belmont. And we walked down there and did some shopping. And then we went to the antique store.
That's cool.
Yeah, I love that little store. Actually, it's not little. It's huge.
Were you the person who stole something out of...
No, I saw that text, though.
We got a text message from a woman. We were talking about things like people steal out of shopping carts, which is strange. But she said that she was antiquing and her child was in the cart and somebody tried to take something out of her cart.
While the child was in there.
Yes.
Yeah. She said she has some few choice words for the Karen she called her.
Of course.
Dean bought some books, which we were stoked about because normally it's cars and stuff, but he found Diary of a Wimpy Kid books that he loves. So he bought those. Ruby got like... a book and then like some stuffed animal thing, which I don't love taking stuffed animals from the antique store.
It's kind of strange.
But Amanda washed it. And then I got a mug.
Okay.
A Jets, New York Jets mug for my beers.
Oh, I almost texted you when the Steelers were coming back yesterday. And I was like, let me not talk shit until this is over. And I'm really glad that I didn't.
You know what I found out yesterday? So the Jets is my team. The Steelers is Loren's team. But we both have love for the Panthers, too. Mm-hmm. So I found out that the Steelers fucking suck because the Jets are bad.
Yeah.
And the Steelers were winning 20-10 and lost.
Yeah.
So somehow, well, they put a new quarterback in.
Yeah.
Plus, I have a friend who can make bets for me because we can't bet down here. So I reached out to your husband, Dallas, on Saturday, and I go, Virginia Tech is getting 9 points at NC, University of North Carolina.
Oh, my gosh.
I go, should I take the 9 points? He goes, no.
No. No.
And they got killed.
Oh my God. We were watching the game and at some point I looked at Dallas. I was like, I literally cannot watch this anymore. I'm like, I got to go do something else.
Why does Virginia Tech stink? I mean, we know why Pittsburgh stinks because they got rid of Ben.
Yeah, it's a young coach. I mean, the guy, he's a nice guy. He just, I mean, he got handed a shit show.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, nobody get mad that it's an 8-minute rap party, but I can hardly talk anymore. It hurts when I cough now.
Can you like go get yourself some Vicks and some Flonase and
medicine? I got Flonase.
Okay.
Yeah. And you know what I take? I take Echinacea.
Okay.
And I let my body naturally fight itself.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Maybe I'll do an emergency shake a little later on. All right. That's a wrap party, everybody. Hopefully you enjoyed it. And we will see everybody tomorrow.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.